And welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. India is set to become the world's second largest e-commerce market. Real Madrid have found success online, and Japanese retailers are being forced to improve their delivery services. India looks set to overtake the US and become the largest e-commerce market in the world after China. New research from WorldPay suggests that even though the country accounts for less than a single percent of the global e-commerce market for the time being, a 28% annual growth for at least the next 4 years should see the country catapulted into second place. WorldPay has said that this high level of growth is likely caused by a young, growing middle class, most of whom are connecting mobile first. Wages in the country have also been rising by 10% just this year. This means that with more disposable income, younger and richer consumers will be able to connect to India's online economy. With these factors added together, it's forecasted that by 2020, there will be 750 million Indians online. Europe's most successful football team, Real Madrid, has found more success online. The richest club in the world has seen 110 million views on its Facebook live channel just 6 months after launching. After partnering with cloud-based video platform Grabio, Real Madrid has given fans access to behind-the-scenes footage, pre-game content, and news updates. Gareth Capon, chief executive of Grabio, said the key challenges for other clubs' TV channels have been that they were rarely live. He added that this lack of content meant fans lost interest and are now spending more time on social media looking for live updates. Capon also pointed out that it allowed the club to open up fascinating opportunities for advertising and sponsorship, considering the targeting and the localization of advertising in regional markets on Facebook. Japanese online retailers are being forced to improve their delivery services after nearly 70% of consumers in the country said they'd had a bad experience when shopping on the web. Whilst Japan ranks as the fourth biggest e-commerce country in the world, retailers have trouble meeting their consumers' high standards of delivery. Data collected by JDA Software in the country reveals that over a third of digital buyers had experienced a late delivery service. Nearly a quarter had received a "sorry I missed you" card even if someone was home. And 16% received damaged items. JDA also found that these negative experiences were having a lasting effect on the reputation of e-commerce stores in Japan. Over 60% of people questioned said they would definitely or at least seriously consider switching retailers following any negative experiences. Luxury retailer Yoox Net-a-Porter has announced that it intends to become a mobile-only company in the near future. After the online retailers Yoox and Net-a-Porter joined together last year, the company has launched a shopping app on Apple TV. Now, this e-commerce drive has led CEO Federico Marchetti to reveal that his biggest objective is to make the company mobile-only. Similarly, he also added that whilst mobile currently makes up less than half of the company's sales, he's expecting mobile to make up 75% of its business in just 4 years. And finally, scientists at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, or MIT, have taught an AI machine to generate scary faces for this year's Halloween celebrations. The software has been designed to generate scarier versions of faces and landmarks. The faces that have been created have been opened up for a public vote where it will be decided which picture is the most terrifying. The team in charge of the technology has said that the vote will assist the machine in learning what humans find the scariest. However, they added that creating a visceral emotion such as fear remains one of the cornerstones of human creativity. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. Happy Halloween, and I'll see you next time.